This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A federal judge says Senator Lindsey Graham must testify before a special grand jury in Atlanta that's investigating whether former President Trump and his allies broke any laws while trying to overturn his 2020 general election loss in that state. Senator Graham's lawyers had argued he had immunity from having to appear because he is a senator. China is angry again after another visit to Taiwan by U.S. lawmakers. The AP's Jennifer King.
Cameras flashed and China announced more military drills, sending ships across the center line between the island and the mainland, as a new delegation of five U.S. Congress members visited Taiwan's president and parliament on Monday. Taiwan lawmaker Lo Chi-cheng says their visit is significant. It proves that China cannot stop politicians from any country from visiting Taiwan and conveys the message that the American people stand with the self-governing island. The visit came less than 2 weeks after U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip, which prompted days of threatening military exercises by China, including the firing of missiles into the Taiwan Strait. I'm Jennifer King.
Drug regulators in Britain are the first in the world to authorize an updated version of Moderna's coronavirus vaccine. It aims to protect against the original virus and the Omicron variant. Iran denies that it was involved in the stabbing attack that injured author Salman Rushdie Friday in New York. But Tehran says he has no one to blame but himself and his supporters. A New Jersey man's pleaded not guilty to attempted murder. The AP's Julie Walker.
Prosecutors calling the attack targeted, unprovoked, pre-planned. The DA alluding to the fatwa as a potential motive. That's the death threat and bounty on Rushdie issued by Iran's leader in 1989 over the satanic verses and its depiction of the Prophet Muhammad. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. The actor Anne Heche has been taken off life support and has died.
Emmy-winning film and TV actor Anne Heche died Sunday following a car crash on August 5th. Heche first came to prominence on the NBC soap opera Another World from 1987 to 1991, winning a Daytime Emmy Award. In 1997 alone, she was in the movies Donnie Brasco and Volcano and was part of the ensemble cast in the original I Know What You Did Last Summer. In 2000, following a breakup with Ellen DeGeneres, Heche experienced a very public breakdown and later spoke candidly about her mental health struggles. She joked about her own checkered past with relationships as she talked about playing a life coach in the TV dramedy Men in Trees.
Clearly, I have never had a life coach. You know, I stumbled through and made so many mistakes. I'm pretty good with where I am.
Heche was 53. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.